Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for January 22nd, 2023. And we're going to talk on this beautiful January day about something that I cannot emphasize enough in your life, and probably one of the most important insights could ever be given to us, any of us. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy, as Jesus talked about in his beautiful Beatitudes. So I got this question from Dan in Colorado, and I appreciate, Dan, the email you sent and the information you gave me and all of the kind words. I appreciate it. I do. It was merciful of you. Anyway, his question is, why do you emphasize mercy, you know, so much? And he listens to my discourses from time to time, and he did the ones on consciousness. He bought a few of them, and they were overwhelming for him, and I understand why. But when I got to the one about mercy, it really flipped his switch. So the question really is, why do I emphasize mercy so much? And I'm going to give you a story and all sorts of things here for the next 9 minutes. The word mercy is an interesting word. An event to be grateful for, especially because its occurrence prevents something unpleasant or provides relief from suffering. One of the definitions of it. And so if you really hear that definition, then you would really understand why I emphasize mercy so much. An event to be grateful for, especially because its occurrence prevents something unpleasant or provides relief from suffering. Wow. That is a very powerful statement, and a very true one, by the way. So I'm going to give you a story, Dan, and hopefully the story will touch you and help you understand why I emphasize this. I used this story in one of my recent discourses in December at the end of this gigantic series I did on Buddha and his teachings of with the great reveals that he offered about spirituality. And it's a story about a Zen master and his monk were taking a walk in the morning. It was early. And as they were walking, a student who was rather annoyed with the master and got angry at him because he had embarrassed him in some way or another by trying to teach him something that was very difficult for him to understand, and he found it offensive and embarrassing. And often this happens. It happens to me all the time. You can hardly say anything without embarrassing someone or offending them, their great sensitivities, you know. So when you come into any authentic work, you have to understand there is going to be, through self-examination, many aspects of our persona, our personality, that we just didn't know was there, and we made some very bad mistakes about assumption, presumption, and conclusion, and it has to be brought out. It has to be brought to the attention of the student. Well, evidently the master had done this, and they were taking this morning walk the day after, and the man, the disgruntled student, ran behind the master and hit him hard with a stick and then ran away. Well, the master got up. It took him a few moments to get up, and he was in pain, and the monk that walked with him said, you know, do you want to address this issue with this man? Do you want to go get him? And the master said, no, and he got up. He didn't even look at the man that hit him. He just got up and went on with his morning walk. And the monk finally asked him, why didn't you confront him? Why didn't you do something to defend yourself? And the master said, the man is terribly disturbed. Do you think there is anything I could say that would help the situation? He's already in enough pain, and if I go and confront him, it will only add to his karma. It will only add to his pain. It would be better just to ignore the situation, because there is no reconciliation in it. There's no way you can reconcile that with a disgruntled student. Believe me, I've had hundreds of them, and I know. That is mercy. The mercy not to make more conflict where there doesn't really need to be any conflict. It is an event to be grateful for, especially because its occurrence prevented something unpleasant and provided some relief from suffering. The master did not want him to feel like he was going to take vengeance on him. That just would have accelerated the whole situation. I am deeply moved by this story. I really am. And I have lived it myself. I don't argue with my students. If a person gets offended by what I'm trying to do to help them, they get offended. That's their issue. My issue is knowing how to speak to them in a way that is direct enough that they don't misconstrue it or misunderstand it or make some alibi about it that has nothing to do with the truth of the matter. People love to make narratives up. So, Dan, that's why I emphasize the whole idea of mercy. There are some things, Dan, you realize you just can't fix. And you can't fix a person who's indifferent. You can't fix a person who has their own opinion and makes that the prejudice of their understanding. You just can't do that. So what I do, like the monk, like the master, I walk away. I don't look back. I don't try to correct the person. I don't say, how dare you. I don't do any of that. Oh, so is that so? Is that the way you're going to look at this? Is that the way you believe it is happening? Oh, is that so? And once you understand that you aren't adding to the problem any further, because there's no correcting it for the record, because there is no record to be dealing with here. There is no record. You start to understand that you have, through your mercy, become merciful, and now you are in the position to receive a great mercy somewhere in your life. We all need it. We've all made terrible mistakes. We have all made errors in judgment many, many times. Most every judgment we make is filled with errors. And when we start to see what we have done to others, we've done really to ourselves. And that is the mercy that Jesus talked about in the Beatitudes. So the best way to deal with everything is to let mercy have its way with us, to let love have its way with us. And mercy is a huge part of love. And if you understand that, if you can appreciate the value of that and let your ego down and be embarrassed and be humiliated and whatever it is that your ego needs to be, then you will understand the potency of that ego and why it needs to be diminished through compassion and mercy. It is a very important lesson that, frankly, most people do not have the mental acuity to understand, nor the heart to really understand. I hope that helps you, Dan. I really do. And if you need more, you know where I am and how to get a hold of me. And please forgive me. Namaste. Thank you for listening this week. I'll be back on the air next week with much more. Hope you'll be there. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.